From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
This Sunday, May 4, residents of August Town in St. Andrew will take to the streets for the Peace, Love and Unity March. The event is being organized by the Greater August Town Ministerial Fraternity in association with the Ministry of National Security and the Jamaica Constabulary Force.
Well, to begin with, we in the August Town community have seen a significant reduction in crime and violence in the area. In fact, we have seen a 50% reduction over last year for the same period and a 75% reduction over the last 2 years for the same period. So we are going to be celebrating this.
Project manager for the event and pastor of the Escarpment Road New Testament Church of God, Reverend Stevenson Samuels. The event, expected to begin at 2:30 in the afternoon, will include a walk through the entire community with stops at strategic points for prayer and a rally. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting, Commissioner of Police Owen Ellington, and Member of Parliament for the Division Andre Hilton are expected to make presentations to the residents. The day's activities will end with a gospel concert.
We want to encourage the residents of August Town to maintain the peace and to ensure that we have a no murder year for the communities of August Town. In addition to that, we wish to be the voice of peace, love and unity in Jamaica for this period. And so we are hosting this event to ensure that we speak not only to August Town but to all of Jamaica.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, a multifaceted crime and violence prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security, is one of the major stakeholders of the event. The CSJP team has been working to reduce crime in the community for a number of years, giving residents opportunities to further their education and gain work experience. CSJP Community Action Officer for August Town, Angela Harris, says the march is significant given the history of the community.
You have persons that live within different districts that do not feel free to comfortably cross borders. So the peace march will signify or will try to unify the community and to try to break down that invisible community line that exists to some extent in the community.
Ms. Harris is urging all residents to come out to the march this Sunday to show their support.
Place August Town to include the St. Andrew Central Division is celebrating a significant reduction in crime, especially murder. Residents should take the time out to come and celebrate. Come and highlight the success. Come and speak to what is helping to contribute to this reduction. And let your voice be heard. Oftentimes, the year of the August Town may be in a negative light. No, the community is doing fairly well. Jamaica, people all around should know and hear. Now is the time to break down the line. Minister of National Security is coming out now with the Unite for Change. And this is symbolic of where the August Town residents should start and begin uniting for change.
CSJP Community Action Officer with responsibility for August Town, Angela Harris. Remember, the Peace, Love and Unity March is being held in August Town this Sunday, May 4. So be sure to come out to show your commitment to ensuring Jamaica is crime-free. That's it for this edition of CSJP in 5. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.